My fine friends, you have joined me for another episode of the Banana Republic. Banana Republic. And thank you. So, firstly, thank you. And we are at the infamous Anon Radio, a little club, a little treehouse, a little hideaway where like-minded people hang out, like you and me. So if you're here, thank you. And I shall try and, keep you entertained and provide some easy listening, a little bit of chit-chat, a little bit of this and that. But most of all, just being human and being kind to one another and kind of like doing the right thing. And maybe a bit of live and let live.
Okay.
friends, we've just been listening to Scary Monsters and Super Creeps by David Bowie. And to start us off, it was It's No Game, Part 1. What I like about that song is there's another one on the end of the album called It's No Game, Part 2. And Bowie sounds really wild and crazy in Part 1 and angry. And then in Part 2, at the very end of the album, it's exactly the same song, but he sounds as if the pressure cooker has taken it out of him. And he's quite relaxed and easygoing and almost defeated. So, yeah, It's No Game kicked us off, followed by Up the Hill Backwards, It'll Be Alright. Up the Hill Backwards, yeah, I love that song. I always have. Something about it sort of like tells me about my own life. And then number three, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. Keep me running, running scared. Love that song. Always have as well. So that's why I kicked off with the David Bowie's Scary Monsters album from 1980. And something I forgot to say, though, is after Scary Monsters, we had, on the actual album, you got Ashes to Ashes, Fashion, Teenage Wildlife, Scream Like a Baby, Kingdom Come, Because You're Young, and finally, It's No Game. I'm going to play three songs from various albums in a row, and then talk in between, or in the middle, or whatever. Anyway, it's what it is, so let's keep it going. I love to say that. I need to come up with a new little thing. And following this, we are going to hit a Queen album called Jazz.
Mustafa, 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 Ibrahim. Mustafa, Ibrahim. Mustafa, Ibrahim. Allah, Allah, Allah will pray for you. Mustafa, Ibrahim. Al-Hadra Kristanin. Allah, Allah, Allah will pray for you.
Mustafa.
Hey,
Mustafa.
Ibrahim, Mustafa Ibrahim.
Mustafa Ibrahim, hey, Allah, 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 Ibrahim, Ibrahim, Ibrahim.
Aleikum salam.
Hey!
Take me home tonight, and I'm interrupting this to just say hi, and also to thank Snowdusk for an awesome show before, crazy good show, and really enjoyed the chitter chatter. And then before that, I'd also like to thank Tim for his show, and the old Roman Empire and the stories that he really does a good job. So yeah, love that. And this song, when I was a little bitty boy, my dad used to drive me to school, and we had an old Toyota Stout, which had a radio in it, a tape deck, and I had a cassette player, and I'd listen to this in early grades of middle school, I think, and I loved it. Yeah, so cool. And finishing up though, before I interrupt myself with real chat again. There's another song here. Well, let me quickly say that in here we've got Snowdusk, Ali Fee, Tin, Gemlog, Ali. Hang on, I already said that. There was an interesting name here. Abort, retry, frail, fail, not frail. Where is it? Anyway, thank you for everyone in here. And Gemlog, Mr. Kermode. Kermode, not Kermode. Gemlog, yes, you heard your name. Thanks for the advice and for the offer for help, and I may well take that, but let's move out the way so we can hear these awesome rhythm and melody.
You got me somehow, you gave me no warning, took me by surprise. Jealousy, you let me on. You couldn't lose, you couldn't fail. You had suspicion on my trail. Now I'm only left with my own jealousy. Oh, how strong can you be with matters of the heart? Life is much too short to while away with tears. If only you could see just what
you do
jealousy. You tripped me up, jealousy. You brought me down, you bring me sorrow, you cause me pain, jealousy. When will you let go? I'm only left with my own jealousy.
Well, that was amazing. Queen. An album called Jazz from 1978, and we started off with Mustafa, and then Fat Bottom Girls and Jealousy. When Will You Let Go, I think. And if we'd continued listening, we would have had Bicycle Race, If You Can't Beat Them, Let Me Entertain You, Dead on Time, In Only 7 Days, Dreamer's Ball, Fun It, Leaving Home Ain't Easy, Don't Stop Me Now, and More of That Jazz. You know, back in the day when I was a kid, I had a little tape deck radio sort of thing. Sanyo or something. Wasn't Sony. Wasn't Hitachi. So, yeah, I think it was a Sanyo. And I loved this thing. Another one I had was an Awa. How do you spell those? Anyway, I haven't seen that for ages. Awa. And, yeah. So, I would listen to tapes up in my room, and I had the whole Queen collection for some reason. I really liked Queen back in the day. And, yeah. So, what's up? Let's see what's next.
Not a classmate.
this must be the place. Second place in the human race, down in the basement. Now I know what he meant. Secondary Martin.
Yo, Elvis Costello. I'm just re-listening this to myself, and it's amazing, this guy. He's very complicated, and you'll notice that not many people do covers of Elvis Costello, and there's a good reason for that. It's very hard to do covers for. It's complex and deep, but I like that he thrashes the bass just about every song, or he squalls on his vocals, and so it takes a bit of getting used to. And there was a little clue in the comments. Gemlog, aka Kermode, said something like, "Now back to Rolly's little script." And I was like, would welcome something like that. But hey, pal, no pressure. And Thrig, thanks for being here. Jump on drum while listening, drum sound. Sand, and Tin, I appreciate the challenges you have with DVD on 4K TV. I have a Blu-ray thingamajig, and I was going to drag it into my cabin to watch. Let me get out of my way.
Well, that was certainly relaxing. Elvis Costello.
And it's from an album called Get Happy, 1980. And I noticed that many of the songs are short. We listened to Love for Tender, 1 minute 57. Opportunity, 3 minutes 13. The Imposter, 1 minute 58. And we finished off with Secondary Modern, which was 159. And if we'd continued listening, we would have had King, Horse, Possession, Men Called Uncle. Cloud Time is Over, New Amsterdam, High Fidelity, I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. I really like that song. Black and White World, Five Gears in Reverse, B-Movie, Motel Matches, Human Touch, Beaten to the Punch, Temptation, I Stand Accused, another nice song, I think, and Riot Act. So that was the 15th February, 1980, 20 songs, 48 minutes. So yeah, a lot of them are short, and Elvis Costello, British artist, good fun. Good classic. It falls under New Wave. I don't know why, but do you guys understand why some music is in this genre and some isn't that? Because I don't. I really don't. I sometimes I should read up about it, figure it out, but that would mean using valuable time that I can spend relaxing. Okay, so what have I done today? Today I came to work and I looked around and wondered, where on earth is my team? And then I remembered that they were on day two of training. So they're doing 40-net training down in Brisbane. And I think they're enjoying themselves. So. And another thing I went and forgot was that Toshiba was bringing a load of printers. So two trucks arrived with about 18 big fat ass printers, which when I say printers, I mean multifunction photocopiers, printers, scanners, staplers, stackers, sorters, whatever. And this is another 5-year contract. Sorry, I realize now that I've been blowing into my microphone. Anyway, so the Toshiba techs arrived and took out all the old printers. Historically, I've mentioned that I work in a school, back in the day, I used to use small, fairly small printers in learning spaces, and the school grew from about 8 kids. I got here when there were 60 or 70, and now we're up at the 1200. And the learning spaces grew. At that point, we had about 70 or 80 learning spaces, or admin centers or offices. And I'd put printers in each of these. And it was so frustrating, because what happened was, when someone's printer had an issue, they were too lazy to walk across to the other side of the building, not a very big building or classroom, and use their colleague's printer. So obviously I could print anywhere, and it was as easy as that. And they'd lug a ticket and moan, and I went, you know what, I will get 14, that was what was planned. It ended up more like 20. But I got 20 big kick-ass printers, and I signed a lease for 4 years, and they worked perfectly, and people went to centralized locations around the school, picked up their printers, and they walked back, and they got a bit of exercise. And got ID cards. You scan your card, or you have a number. And if you like, you can log in with your email. So that got me out of a bit of bother. But I think I signed a 5-year contract, and then I extended it for another year, because, like I said, I bought big fat ones, and they were overkill. And I went on a standard. And long story short, I renewed again. So all told, they got 6 years and 9 months, almost to the day, because I put them in on the 16th of December 2016. So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and short 2 months, say, till September. So, yeah, 6 years, 9 months. And I got some new ones, so that's done and dusted. I'm quite happy with that. The other thing, and I mentioned that a few shows back, I slid in a new 3CX phone system, and about 170, maybe 208 extensions, with the, they're working perfectly. So that's two small victories this year. So back to some music. In other notes as well, I was scrolling through Mastodon, and I saw a tweet which was something along the lines of, we've all got trigger points. You know, someone might mention a politician, and the listeners all throw their hands up in the air and fling dung in the direction of the utterance. And another person might mention, other words. So when we meet people, we try not to be judgmental, and we talk to them. But sooner or later, they'll say something, and we'll immediately go, okay, they are this sort of person, whether they are fascist or woke or whatever. And, pro-vax, anti-vax, there's so many trigger points, and we have to learn, I think, to get past that conversation, to keep conversing, to keep chatting, to keep the fire burning, because we're all human and everyone is, you know, deserves dignity and deserves to be heard, not categorized. And that's what the big boxes are doing, categorizing us on our income, our status, our color, our demographics, where we live. It's wrong. Bad, 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 Leroy Brown. I don't like it. I don't like it, so I try to persevere, and I'm not shy of saying things, but I'll happily let people say things and keep that relationship going, and you'll be surprised, as sometimes you get a long way down the conversation, but if you can get there, you can probably keep that relationship alive, you can keep it going. And I think that's what we should try and do, even on our social media and our Twitters and Mastodons or whatever, Blue Sky. There's so much stuff out there, isn't there? So it's all pants. Okay, hey, we're wrapping up now. Well, we're getting that way. We are drawing close to the end, and suffice to say, I am about to play a Malcolm McLaren album, Duck Rock from 1983, and it has a number of songs. I like the very first song, it's a very slow start, and then you get two very famous songs. I'm going to read them in case I run out of time, but Oh Batala is the first song, then Buffalo Girls, followed by Double Dutch, and then El San Janeiro, and then Meringue. Meringue? Yeah. And then finally Pump It Up. But we aren't going to get that far. We're going to run out of time and reach the end of the show. So, as always, thank you for hanging out, and I look forward to entertaining you all next time. Stay safe, stay super safe, and thanks for all that you do, all the people on the top and the people on the bottom, so guys and girls underneath the environment, you just don't hear from them or see them, but the show goes on, and let's wait for a flow from the bird to Mastodon. I think that has been suggested, and that'll be wonderful for everyone. And in other notes, I can only just wish you the best, very, very best. Stay well. Bye.
Chicago, by the name of Harvey, Andy, and Carizel. And they're some very good friends of mine. My name is Just a Lot of Superstar C.
And I have something here. The first call of the night goes by the name of Shakira from Soundview Projects. Kareem Everlasting, Equan Allah. And that's Rakim Bashallah from South Shore High School. They always make dedications with world's famous. Michelle from Bed-Stuy is checking us out. Dre B checking us out. Ace Key from Brownsville.
Outside, round the outside.
You know it.
all growls go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Three buffalo growls go around the outside.
Just a lot of superstar. He has something that he wants to most definitely tell you.
Little She.
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to the world's famous?
About 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Do you catch the 4 o'clock show as well?
You know that. All the shows, they come on late at night.
How do you manage to stay up 4 o'clock in the morning?
Too much of that snow white.
Jump through the loop. They might break and
Very African beat there. That was zapped straight out of Africa, and particularly, I think, South Africa. And I'm really shocked at thanking everybody and come with the plus plus option. So I'm going to go in reverse. Liquid Dreams, my man. Thanks, Ben. Tin, Snow Dust, and Exiled, Alivay. Let's keep Exiled again. Hang on, hang on, hang on. There we go. LD Beth, nice to have you here. Supernova, thanks for your encouragement. And obviously Tin, DJ Tin and DJ Snowdesk. And Thrig, and UserFXNet. And Licky, L-Y-K-A-I-N-A, like Arnie. I want to say something like Lacania, I'm not as, fluent as old Snow Dusk is. And again, I want to just thank the community. It's so nice. We've got 3 more minutes. It's so nice being on here. It's so nice being able to chat and do the show. Snow Dusk has been running about asking for a drill. He's busy down in his cabin. I've got my whole tribe here with me, which is nice. There's 6 of us, and the weather's a bit lucky, but we'll make the most of it. So stay well, friends. Love you all, and let me get out of the way and let the music play on.
Like to bring everyone's attention in our listening audience that we have 2 females on the phone. We have 2 of them
right now.
To all the young men that are listening, I have Garfield. His girlfriend is on the phone. She goes by the name of Kim. I have a female on the phone by the name of Asia.
Asia.
And Asia is from up there in Poughkeepsie, New York. She's listening to the world's famous Supreme Team from all the way in Poughkeepsie, New York. So we're going to go to line 1120, and we're going to speak to...
Let's not forget Adam D., a very fine listener. Always turns up for the shows. Love you guys. And Claire and Tina, hello all, and stay cool.
5 weeks.
Do you stay up and listen to the 4 o'clock show also?
Uh-huh.
And you like the 4 o'clock show as well?
You know,
Kim, how do you manage to stay up 4 o'clock in the morning? Just
you know, my boyfriend be here all night with me, so I stay up and listen to it.
And that's Garfield. Is that correct, Kim?
Yeah, that's Garfield.
Well, listen, Kim, you tell Garfield peace, and it's nice talking to you. And we're going to go to 1121, and we're going to talk to this female up there in Poughkeepsie, New York, by the name of Asia. Asia, are you there? Asia? Oh, I think that law just a phone call just a little bit too much for Asia this time. But listen.
Asia,